From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a warning issued over U.S. security threats. The head of U.S. intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that cyber attacks are among the major security threats faced by the United States this year.
Cyber criminals remain the most pervasive cyber threat to the U.S. financial sector. They use cyber to conduct theft, extortion, and other criminal activities.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Clapper said the Islamic State remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world. Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, told lawmakers the IS group aims to carry out more attacks in Europe this year, and he spoke of the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and missile ambitions.
In early January, North Korea issued a statement claiming that it had successfully carried out a nuclear test. And a couple days ago, they conducted their sixth space launch. This launch was the second launch to place a satellite into orbit. The DPRK displayed a new or modified mobile ICBM during their recent parade, and its 2015 test of a new submarine-launched ballistic missile capability further highlight Pyongyang's commitment to diversifying its missile force and nuclear delivery options.
He said Pyongyang continues to expand its stockpile of weapons-grade fissile material. Director Clapper said Pyongyang has restarted a plutonium reactor. He equates Russia's global assertiveness to another Cold War-like spiral. Kenya's Olympic Committee chairman Tuesday did not rule out the possibility of skipping the Summer Olympic Games in Rio this year over the Zika virus epidemic. The mosquito-borne disease may be linked to birth defects, prompting concerns among many athletes and sporting officials. He said the athletes are preparing to attend the August Games, but participation depends on decisions of Brazilian and Olympic authorities. This is VOA News.